Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. Our midweek top-up where we just set aside 10 minutes to deepen, to connect, to align our spirit with the source of our being. The Quran says that God is closer than our neck vein. And so I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us take in the breath of God, the Baruch. Breathe in. Expand the ribcage, lower the diaphragm, and take in the energizing breath of God that renews, restores, and replenishes. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Take another deep breath in. Hold. Slowly, gently release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let's be intentional of our time together. Breathe in. Hold. Gently, slowly. So we conclude with Psalm 119, the longest psalm written. And it's the version that Nancy Mill has rewritten in Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness. Abandon yourself to the beloved. Draw closer and closer to love. For when you dwell in peace within love's heart, and know the divine spirit in your own heart, you become as nothing, yet all things are yours. As you radiate the healing love of your innermost being into a suffering, scarred, yet ever sacred world, offer grateful praise from the chalice of your heart to the one who loves through you. Great peace have those who co-create with you, who share the living wine of your spirit. They know that all goodness comes from your divine love, the source and foundation of all life. Fill us, O gracious one, with your loving wisdom. Guide all hearts on paths of peace. When the journey seems long, when we become discouraged along the way, you uphold and sustain us. You restore us with your blessed grace. When we stumble and stray amid the thorns of false paths, we are ever humbled by your forgiving love. You welcome us home as honored guests, back into the fold of your heart. You have prepared a garden for us, a garden of joy hidden in our hearts. O friends, enter into this eternal garden. Befriend the guide who awaits you. Enter into the great resounding silence. Be still and know true peace. Know the all-embracing life of love. and raise your voice with grateful acclamations of praise. Amen.
Amen.
And the psalmist reminds us to be still and know that we are ever in the presence of the divine beloved. To be still and know that God is right where we are. To be still and know that the peace that passeth all human understanding is ever providing, ever supplying our every need. As we trust in this awareness, as we rest in this truth, as we allow ourselves to be totally encompassed with this unwavering faith, our every need is met in perfect and timely ways. As we take our attention away from that which is disturbing us and place our attention on the presence, on the power, on the life force that is within, be still and know that I am God in the midst of you. O beloved Creator, source and sustenance of our life, Thou in whom we live, move, and have our being, Thou who art the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, relinquishing anything that has been sitting heavily upon our hearts, our heads, our minds, and laying them down all before the altar of grace. Knowing that the infinite intelligence that is right where we are knows what to do and how to do it in every situation that concerns us. Therefore, we have nothing to worry, nothing to stress or be anxious over. We simply need to come back to the remembrance and be still and know that you are in charge and that all is well. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, you know what we have need of even before we have need of it. It is written that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. That kingdom contains all the good that we could ever possibly desire. But as our teacher admonishes, we are to raise our consciousness and see the abundance that is already there. As we know this truth for ourselves, we know it for all people. For all people are yours. Let us send out into this world our love, our peace, our acceptance of all of your creation. Let us see all things and all people as your divine expression, in the unique form that they portray. And all that we wish for ourselves, we wish for them. At this moment, we hold in our hearts those who are in hospitals or at home who are in need of a healing touch. You know what to do and how to do it. And so we surrender them to your care, remembering that they are made in your image and likeness, and that image and likeness is health, wholeness, and perfection. So as we speak this word for their healing, we ask that you guide the hands of all those involved in their recovery and return to wellness. May they treat them with compassion, respect, and dignity. May you guide our leaders at this time, for our world is challenged. May they know that we are one kind, humankind, come come from the one presence, the one power, the one source, irrespective of the names we choose to call you. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, we are so grateful for every blessing in our life. And so we give thanks and praise for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, and your eternal mercies. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Now repeat after me our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
Light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
Power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, I look forward to joining you on Sunday at 10 a.m. for our Sunday Soul Connection. And until then, may you have a blessed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Amen.